Tim Fraser Again by Francis Durbridge, read by Anthony Hare. As I wended my way towards Smith Square, I wondered what Charles Ross had in store for me. He hadn't been any more communicative than usual on the telephone. When I'd asked what my next assignment was, he'd replied somewhat curtly, "The Salinger affair, if that means anything to you." It didn't, of course, and I'd hung up on a dead line, wondering what kind of fool I was to have let myself be caught up in the cloak-and-dagger business of a government department that was a cross between MI5 and the CID. I should have stuck with engineering, which was my original trade. Charles Ross rose from his chair as I entered. At first glance, he might have been mistaken for a successful businessman in his inconspicuous, well-fitting dark grey suit. It was not until after he started to speak that you realized he possessed certain qualities which would have been wasted in the world of commerce. As he sat down again, having shaken my hand, he inclined his head towards a man sprawled in one of the leather easy chairs. "I want you to meet Louis Richards."